gentlemen, Ed Bousman, Lynchburg, Ohio, and the God Is Just Prayer Away radio broadcast. It is written, all the churches of Christ salute you. It is written, and he entered and was passing through Jericho. And behold, a man called by name Zacchaeus, and he was a chief publican, and he was rich. It is written, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. It is written, and he ran on before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. It is written, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
God is just a prayer away.
Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he has gone in to lodge with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have wrongfully exacted aught of any man, I restore fourfold. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. By his death and endless life. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saved. Jesus saved. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
For God is just a prayer away.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this gospel message from Luke 19. Behold, a man. Now let me read part of that again. Jesus was passing through Jericho, and behold, a man called by name Zacchaeus. He was a chief publican and rich. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. Then remember, he ran on before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Some people might wonder why in the world he went to all the trouble to climb a tree. What a spectacle for a businessman. No doubt the crowd chanted, behold, he joggeth. Why did he not ask someone in the crowd what they thought about Jesus and take their word for it? Zacchaeus was a man who was not satisfied with second-hand information on this important matter. He wanted to see firsthand who Jesus was. Ladies and gentlemen, were you satisfied with secondhand information about your knowledge of Jesus and his word? Did you take a preacher's word for it, or do you know what the Bible says from firsthand experience? Did you run on ahead and climb a sycamore tree? I'll tell you something, I want to see Jesus, who he is, and see for myself. In the book of Acts is a good example for us regarding a hand-me-down religion. Paul and Silas preached in the city of Berea in Acts 17, and it is said of the Bereans, they searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. These people checked the scripture to verify the words of Paul. That's a good motto for any of us regarding knowledge of the Word of God. Is the words of a former president enough when he said, "Trust, but verify"? Personally, I don't want a hand-me-down religion. Now, it may seem strange that Jesus would even go to Jericho in the first place. There's no indication that he had gone there before. And after he went this way, time on the way to the cross, he never went back again, even after the resurrection. Jericho was a city that was under a curse. After Joshua fit the battle of Jericho and the walls came a-tumbling down, he said in Joshua chapter 6, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth the city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall sit up the gates of it." Then about 500 years later, in 1 Kings 16, that prophecy was fulfilled. But on second thought, we can understand why Jesus went to a city under a curse. Because in Genesis 3, Almighty God put a curse on the serpent because of that debacle in the Garden of Eden. God said to the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Then God said to Adam, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life, until thou returnest unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken. Dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return." Because of sin, Adam and Eve and the whole human race were put under the curse of death. The devil, being under a curse, seems to be running the show. Just a look at the news is sufficient proof. Evidently, the curse will last until the judgment day, because in Hebrews or Matthew 25, Jesus will say to all the disciples of the devil, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels." And that is why Jesus came into the world that was under the curse of sin and death. He came to seek and to save and redeem that which was lost, and that's why he could enter into the accursed city of Jericho. Behold a man. Behold a short man. Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the crowd. Because he was little of stature, he was a short man. Zacchaeus was not only a short man physically, but he was a short man spiritually. Paul referred to him and to us also in the book of Romans when he said, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." No one is tall enough to see Jesus in the crowd. Behold a man, a short man. Now Jesus looked up and saw him up in the tree and told him to come down, because there is no way anybody can see Jesus as he is from the top of a sycamore tree. The only way to see Jesus as he is at the bottom of the tree looking up and seeing Jesus hanging on the tree. That's where you get the better view. Peter said of Jesus in his first epistle, the second chapter, "He who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed." So when we read in Galatians 3, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus hanging in the tree was the theme of much of the preaching of Peter and Paul. Paul accused the high priest and his crew in Acts 5 by saying, God raised up Jesus whom you slew, hanging him on a tree. Him did God exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins. This short man, Zacchaeus, was not alone in not being able to see Jesus in the crowd. No one is tall enough to see Jesus in the crowd. Some cannot see Jesus because of a crowd of preachers. Many a person could see how to get into Christ, but their preacher stands in the way. A preacher can block the view by lack of understanding himself of how to attain salvation. Some cannot see Jesus because of a crowd of hypocrites. Somehow, when they think of the Lord, they put themselves right behind a hypocrite and let that hypocrite block out Jesus. Others cannot see Jesus because of a crowd made up of their friends. The lifestyle of some friendships is enough to block up the view of Jesus as he passes through their Jericho. And oddly enough, sometimes parents can blot out the view of Jesus. I have known many a person who cannot see Jesus because they hide behind the tombstones of their parents' view of salvation. That crowd may blot out your view of Jesus as the divine virgin-born Son of God. That crowd may blot out your view of Jesus and his resurrection as the firstborn from the dead. That crowd may blot out the view of Jesus as he started the church on the day of Pentecost, and the terms of pardon given that day were for their children and all that were afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him, and they are still binding to this day. Behold, a man, a short man. And now, behold, a man. Behold, a wise man. Not only was he a short man, but he was a wise man. Behold, a wise man. Zacchaeus could have said, I wanted to see Jesus, but the crowd was in my way, and under the circumstances, it was not my fault. He was not going to let the crowd cheat him out of what became the greatest moment in his life. Zacchaeus was not a man who blamed circumstances. He ran on and climbed the sycamore tree and got on top of the circumstances. When Jesus saw Zacchaeus perched up in the tree and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus came down and received him joyfully. This was a wise decision. Behold, a wise man. He wanted to see Jesus who he was, but he found out he could not really see Jesus who he was while perched up in the top of a sycamore tree. Jesus said, come down, and he came down. No one can find out about Jesus while perched up in the tree of good works. Come on down. The scripture provides a good example of how good works is not enough in Acts chapter 10. There was a Gentile centurion who is described as a devout man who feared God with all his house, gave much alms to the people, prayed to God always, and yet he was not good enough for salvation because an angel appeared to him and directed him to send for Simon Peter, and he would be told what to do to be saved. This man was devout, feared God, prayed always, gave much money, and yet God said he was not good enough. He had no hope of heaven, but simply living a wonderful good life. Notice that Jesus called him by name. He seemed to know who he was. This is normal procedure for the Lord. He one time said that the good shepherd knoweth his sheep and calleth his sheep by name. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Come on down. So Zacchaeus made haste and came down. He called him by name. Come on down. That was a personal message to Zacchaeus. However, every time the word of God is preached, there's a personal call in the message for one reason or another to somebody. Come on down. The invitation continues today. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on down. He that loveth me, I will in no wise cast out. Come on down. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Come on down. Behold, I come quickly. Come on down. He calls us through faithful gospel preaching. Come on down. He calls us now through the working of our conscience. Come on down. He calls us through the providence of sickness or accident or the loss of a loved one. Come on down. Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He made a wise decision. Come on down. Don't be left up a tree on the judgment day. Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in the strife of good or falsehood, for the good or evil side. Some great cause God's great Messiah offers each the bloom or blight. And that choice goes on forever, twixt that darkness and that light. Come on down! Behold, a man, a wise man. And now, behold, a generous man. Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, when he stood before the Lord, we are reminded of what John said in his first epistle in the 3rd chapter regarding the Lord's return. John said, when the Lord comes, we shall be made like him, for we shall see him as he is, and we will be made like him. That statement is also true while here on earth. Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and saw him as he is, and decided he wanted to be like that. I want to be like Jesus. Many today see a ball player as he is, and they want to be like him. They may see a movie star as he is and want to be made like him. The greatest model for life for us today is Jesus. Zacchaeus saw Jesus as he was and wanted to be like him. That is why he said, behold, I give half of my goods to the poor, and restore fourfold. We need to look at Jesus as the Scripture reveals him, and be like him, as we hear him giving the Great Commission to the apostles, with the order to preach the gospel to every creature. Be like Jesus as you see him, as he preached the Sermon on the Mount. See him as he is, and try to be like him. Zacchaeus was a generous man because he wanted to be like Jesus. Not long before this, the rich young ruler had come to Jesus, and the Lord told him to go and sell everything he had and give to the poor. He went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. As the rich young ruler walked sorrowfully away, Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Zacchaeus was a rich man, and Zacchaeus went through the eye of the needle. Because Jesus said, with God all things are possible. The story of Zacchaeus is the climax, really, of the rich young ruler's story. Zacchaeus said, Lord, I'll give you 50%. The Lord said, sound like a good deal. I'll take it. Money was the problem with the rich young ruler, but this was not the problem with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a generous man. In the case of the rich young ruler, he did not have any money at all. What he thought was his money had him. Behold a man. And last of all, we note, behold a man. Behold a saved man. This was the most important thing about Zacchaeus. He became a saved man. We know he was saved because Jesus said so. Today is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. And ladies and gentlemen, we can have the same assurance. Paul said in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, as many of us as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There can be neither bond nor free, there can be neither male nor female, there can be neither Jew nor Greek, but ye are all one man in Christ Jesus. And if Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to promise. We too are sons of Abraham, like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had no idea that day when he climbed that sycamore tree that salvation would be his that very day. Zacchaeus was like the man Isaiah talked about in Isaiah 65. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. No one tried to evangelize Zacchaeus. Nobody cared. But Jesus found him in the sycamore tree, a most unlikely place. I know of some who have gone to the hospital for an operation. In the operation, the surgeon sees a hopeless case and sends the patient home to die. But with the great physician, there is no hopeless case from the disease of sin. Even a man like Zacchaeus, rejected by his own race and countrymen, when Zacchaeus climbed the sycamore tree that day, he never dreamed before the day was over that he would hear the Savior of the world announce, today is salvation come to this house. Ladies and gentlemen, it is possible that someone hearing this message today may be led to the Lord, even though you were not really looking for him. Nobody cared. Nobody tried to win you. Nobody except Jesus. That statement, behold a man, challenges me. Challenges me as I read the pages of God's Word. As I turn through the pages of God's Word. Then when I come to John, the chapter 19, I remember how Pilate brought out the battered form of Jesus, arrayed in a purple garment, wearing a crown of thorns. And Pilate shouted to a jeering mob, behold the man. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to another God Is Just Prayer Away radio broadcast, brought to you each week at the same time by Churches of Christ and Christian churches who are concerned about your soul salvation. The address, Ed Bousman, B-O-U-S-M-A-N, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Only as you reach back to us with your letters of support can we reach out to you with the gospel as it was preached in the days of the apostles. The address again, Ed Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Check out our website, edbousman.org. Praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. Until next week at the same time, don't forget to tell somebody, God is just a prayer away.
God is just a prayer away.